Stephen J. Gerthy, it seemed like in some ways you were kind of busy tonight. We started off with Jeremy Wyatt with his injured leg, being stripped of the titles, and you were the one that actually came out to officially strip him of the titles. Also announcing you're going to be number 5 in the Metro Royale to win it back for him.
Look, being the commissioner doesn't always mean lollipops and unicorns and gay parties. Sometimes it means the hard work. It means the hard decisions. Like, Pete Madden refuses to show up and work with his constituents. 2 months now he hasn't been here. I'm here holding the fort down without him. So I had to be the one to be the big man and say, Jeremy, we got to take the belts. That is the decision that was right for the fans, to make sure that the belt was still being defended on a regular basis. Now, I tried to do my part as a personal favor to Jeremy to try to win the belt myself. And so I used a little bit of my pull to fairly put myself, and I gave myself a fair number. 5 is more than fair. And some would say I gave myself the short end of the stick on that one. I could have made myself 29. I could have said, forget the match with the two, whatever, and let myself be number 30. But no, I was fair, and I said number 5.
Yeah, and you spent some time in there, but I couldn't help but notice you seem to be attracting the attention of Domino Rivera and Lucy Mendez. They seem to be on you quite a bit in that match.
And everyone in frickin' creation. Yes, unfortunately, I was a bit more of a target than I assumed. I guess when you are a talent such as myself, an athlete such as myself, a legend such as myself, you have a bullseye on your back. You just can't dispute that. I don't know what exactly crawled up Domino and Lucy's rear ends, but apparently it was something about comments that I made about illegal aliens a couple of months ago, whatever. But yeah, they proceeded to double team me every time I was down with a bunch of cheap shots.
Now, at the end of the Metro Royale, actually late in the Metro Royale, we noticed that Jeremy Wyatt and yourself took a seat up on the stage watching the action, and after Dingo had won the match, celebrating with the title, suddenly you forgot that the loser of the last number match would get an instant title match?
I was so wrapped up in preparing for the Metro Royale, which again I did not name, and I kind of forgot about that. It was the strip champion's prerogative to be able to sit out there and witness the match. He was good enough to remind me of that stipulation, and Mark just happened to be in the right place at the right time. So it was just kind of serendipitous.
Now, I got one more thing for you. Last month, last show, we had the situation with Dingo and Dan Walsh. Dan Walsh getting suspended for attacking him after you said not to.
Right.
Now, on Metro,
even and level.
On Metro Pro TV, we saw a video of you and Dan Walsh. Look like you were in a little collusion, like it was planned all along.
Horseshoes. That was not me. As I have told Midnight Guthrie, and I assume you two were in collusion asking me these questions and trying to imply that I did something dirty. As I told him, that was doctored footage. That was not me. That was actually archival footage of our former greatest president, Richard Milhouse Nixon, talking to one of his aides outside the Watergate Hotel. That was not me. That was my head put on Richard's body and Dan's put on someone else's body. That was completely falsified.